I was making some rounds at St. Margaret's Hospital. I was told I was a rookie chaplain. I had been on the job about 3 weeks. And they said that they wanted me to go to make the hospital rounds for the Department of Corrections. And they said, there's a man on that hallway there that's dying with cancer, and you need to go pray for him, okay? He was handcuffed to the bed, okay? So I went down to pray for him. And when I went into the room, he said, I didn't kill those kids at 16th Street. I said, what? I said, you gotta be kidding.
The four little girls that were killed in the bombing, you knew one of the girls?
The Wesley girl, yes. Her mother taught me, Miss Wesley, in the sixth grade. Her father was a principal. So I knew them very well because they had a place in Birmingham called the Big Dip. So he worked in the Big Dip in the evening time. His purpose for working in the Big Dip, serving ice cream in there, was to get closer to the young people. And he kept down a lot of the problems that were amongst, you know, young people at that time. So his daughter, he would bring her to the Big Dip, the little wrestler girl, okay? Mm-hmm. And I knew her, and I played with her as a child, okay? So they were very close to me. And I was in New York when the bombing took place. And I was crazy because they bombed the 16th Street Church. Now, how could this be? And I said, if I ever saw the man that did it, I would kill him. And I admit that.
Can we fast forward now? Because he just opened up and said he didn't do it.
I was, you know, I'm a black chaplain. There's no more black chaplains in 78. They've been used to white chaplains. They only have three. And when he saw me, he was surprised. I was black. And he said, I didn't kill those children. And I took a big, deep breath. And I said, no, you didn't. The bum did. And he accepted Christ in his life. He said, dear Jesus, you know, I confess you as my Lord. I'm a sinner. He said that. Forgive me for my sins and come into my heart. And I hugged him. There were two of them that was tried for that, but he was the first one. And I prayed for him. The very man that I said I would kill, I ended up praying for him to be saved. I never thought I would walk into that, and I wasn't expecting that. And it caught me by surprise, but it showed me where God had changed my heart. My heart had been changed.